Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 33 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and with me today is Terry Cook, a seasoned accounts payable director, someone who I've known for quite some time. I'm really pleased to have her with us. Today's episode is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Mary. I'm very excited.
Okay. I'm really pleased to have a professional like yourself on the podcast. I know you've spent most of your career in accounts payable in positions of increasing responsibility, ending up as the director of AP for a large organization. I know that also along the way you earned a master's degree, and not only that, that you continually update yourself on current and best practices, because that's how we met more than a few years ago. And I guess neither of us are going to count how many years ago that was.
No.
I was really pleased when you told me that you're attending Villanova University now to get your certificate in Lean Six Sigma, both the green and the black belts. I'm hoping that I can talk you into coming back to the podcast at some point and talking about that and that whole thing, but that's a discussion for another day.
That sounds like a great thing.
Okay. Also, you're adept at various technology solutions related to AP, but that all ended a few months ago. And I was really pleased when you said you wanted to come and talk on the podcast about your journey, a journey of starting over after 50. So perhaps, Terry, we can get started and you can tell us what happened. And more importantly, or more interestingly, probably, how you reacted.
Sure. Thanks, Mayor. Well, being laid off, it's pretty scary and traumatic, especially when you didn't see it coming. And after 15 and a half years of working for an organization that I thought that I was going to retire from, I finally found myself unemployed. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? It was awful. What was worse, I was over 50 years old. Now, what was I going to do? My mind was spinning and I felt like I was on this emotional roller coaster. I enjoyed my job. I was passionate about my job, every aspect of it, my roles, my responsibility. I wanted to make the organization better each step of the way. I cared about the people I worked with. I believe the feelings were mutual. I'm sure they were. In the office, it wasn't uncommon to hear the whole accounts payable team laughing. We'd all laugh at ourselves. We'd cry together. We'd chat together. But at the same time, we worked so strongly together. And we could hear each other in the cubicle. So that was just such a great vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. We really loved that. We were a family. Our doors were never closed, even though most of us didn't have doors because cubicles don't have doors, right? maybe you might want to put a shower curtain there, who knows, but we didn't have any doors. Not every day was fun. As you know, accounts payable is a thankless job. It's not like it's a job that we all grew up growing, not when we were like a kid at 10 saying, oh, when I grow up, I want to be an accounts payable person, right? Most people say they want to be a teacher, a doctor, right? Who wants to be somebody in accounts payable? Not something I ever thought I was going to do. My goal was to make sure that every day was my best day, right? Just mm-hmm. like everybody else mm-hmm. does in accounts payable, because that's our job. Mm-hmm. And we always want to keep the organization moving forward and making sure they have the best processes in place and safeguard mm-hmm. and protect. And that's what I did, right? And so that day came on June 21st. And 15 and a half years later, I had to start over. And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? I couldn't believe it was happening. And, you know, especially at my age and The unemployment rate, I think right now, or maybe back in June, if I remember correctly, it was like 3.7%, which I figured, okay, well, that's a lot better than it was 10 years ago, which I believe it was around 10%. So I kept thinking that way, like, oh my God. So it was not an easy, wasn't an easy hurdle. And I really couldn't believe it was happening to me. Why me? So, and so now I knew it was time I had to start over.
And perhaps you could tell us a little bit about what happened. What did you do? You had some downtime. What how did you use this?
So at first, when I was laid off, you go into this panic mode, and immediately you want to start looking for a job because you think that's really what you want to do. And the thing that I did most was I relied on my family and my friends to help me get me motivated, because all I wanted to do was focus on getting a job instead of motivating. Like, they wanted me to motivate on myself, like, focus on yourself, don't worry about a job. So a very good friend of mine said to me, I want you to stop. I want you to take a deep breath, relax. You need to take some time for yourself. Do not even start looking for a job until like another 3 or 4 weeks. I looked at her like, are you crazy? I can't do that. My whole entire life, I've always worked. I'm a workaholic. How do you expect me to stop and relax? So I just looked at her and I shook my head and I said, okay, I'm going to take your advice. And so I took that time to clear my head. I shedded a lot of tears. I cried for days. And then I said to myself, you know what? I got to give this opportunity and start letting other doors open up. Maybe I wasn't supposed to be here for the rest of my life. So that was something I had to do, was learn how to relax and start focusing on me and not focusing on getting a job right away. You have to just clean out the webs. And one of the other hardest things to overcome, which was really hard, was the relaxing and also the routine. Like, every day I had a routine. I got up, got showered, had my coffee, got dressed, and went to work. Well, that was a big part of me. That was not only my identity, but it was also my social life. Everybody knew me as that organization outside of work and even in work. That's who I became, and that's who I was. And also, the friends that you once had at your workplace are no longer available the same way they were when you were at that organization working. So that was another hard hit. That was something that was hard. The most important thing I had to do was keep myself occupied by, from avoiding slipping into any kind of depression due to feeling like I was not good enough. So I used the unemployment opportunity to get organized by spring cleaning. When I say spring cleaning, getting rid of all the junk that I kept saying I was going to get to, cleaned out my closets, got rid of all those clothes. So that I cleaned. I finally got to clean because my husband's usually the one that cleans. I usually, he loves to clean. So I finally became the cleaner. And not only that, I reorganized my life and put my personal life priorities first. And so that was something. And I realized even more when I started focusing on me that I really was a workaholic. And looking back, especially in the last 7 years of my life, I spent more time working than I did with my own family. And that's pretty sad, now looking back. And it's not something that I'm proud of. I think being a workaholic is good to a certain extent, but it shouldn't be your priority, where I did make it my priority. So it was a really good time, not only to spring clean your house, but spring clean your brain, So now I'm ready.
Now
I'm
you're
ready to
ready.
dive head first into my next new career chapter. And I'm excited about my brand new opportunities. So yeah, the cleansing was great.
I actually like to say, and people roll their eyes when they hear me saying this, every problem presents an opportunity. And I do really believe that. All right. Terry, before we discuss your actual action steps that you took for starting over, we need to take a word, have a moment to have a word from our sponsor. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, accounts payable, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/AP now. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/AP now. All right, Terry, back to you and your journey. What did you do? What steps did you take? What do you recommend?
The first thing is LinkedIn. Reconnect yourself to LinkedIn. So I updated my profile. I updated my resume. I made sure that I changed my employment status. Mm-hmm. So that's real important. That should be really something that you do quickly. And then what I did is I went back to school, as you mentioned earlier, to get my Lean Six Sigma in green and black belt, which I will have my black belt by May 2020. Woohoo. And for their next podcast.
Yes.
And then the other thing that was great was networking through websites. I used LinkedIn to make new connections and reconnecting with old colleagues. Even though they were still in my life, the old colleagues, I didn't have, or maybe really, I didn't make the time.
I know.
To stay connected the way I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And now I made the time.
Okay.
And I will now, learning from this experience, I'm not going to have to reconnect with them because I'm always going to stay connected.
Good.
So that's key.
Right.
That's key.
Good. Let's move on now. And I know you've learned a lot from this adventure, and I use that word loosely, because now, Terry, I mean, we talked when this first happened. Even now, you're laughing a little bit about it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Mary, you remember, I was, oh, my God, I cried.
Right.
I mean, that's all I did.
Yeah.
And to look back now, I see myself, and I'm like, wow. Okay, that really was part of that spring cleaning.
Yeah.
So it was the staying positive is key. You are the driver of your future. Do not let anyone tell you are not good enough, because at the end of the day, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. And I do have to, I'm going to give a little kudos to my daughter, because she was a great influence to me. Like, she always gave me those pep talks and said, you can do this, Mom, you can do this. And she was right.
That was nice.
Yeah, she really did. And she would always tell me how smart I am. So I guess I am smart.
Well, that's nice. That's
might,
nice.
The others might not think that, but I think I am.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when your daughter was telling you were smart?
No, not at all. I'm pretty proud of that now. I know my son and my husband do too, but you know, they're men.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend a man out there. I really don't.
Yeah.
That's not what that was meant to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, they listen when it's a newspaper and they're reading or watching the sport. And then the other thing is, you just have to know that life is filled with bumps, right?
We
have bumps in the road, which sometimes causes you to have some detour. That, you know what, eventually you'll get on the right track and be on the right track, the right road where you're supposed to be in life.
Right, right. And sometimes that new road is a lot better than that old road.
That's right. It's going to be smoother.
Yep.
Right? And you'll be able to see the beautiful views that are out there that were so, your eyes were shut to because you couldn't get yourself out of the trenches of your job.
Because you were working.
Yeah, a workaholic, right? And then the other thing is, and I'm no longer afraid of my future because of my age. You know what? I'm just as good as anyone else, even if I'm over 50. And I have no intentions of retiring soon, especially because I love what I've been doing my entire career, because it's just not processing invoices. I touch everybody in so many different ways as far as customer service and getting payments made. I plan on working until I'm 67, maybe until I'm seven, not seven.
Till you're
I wish I
seven,
was
yeah.
seven again, till I'm 70. As long as I continue to love what I am doing and the company loves me just as much and wants me to stay with them. And I'm going to keep on working until my mind and my body will allow me to,
And you know
you
what,
know,
Terry?
so.
When I look at the business world today and the accounts payable space, which both of us spend a lot of time looking at, I see so many changes coming, and along with that, so many more opportunities. I was having lunch with some people a few weeks ago, and I don't know how we got talking about this. And I say, sometimes I'm a little envious when I look and I see all the opportunities out there.
Accounts payable isn't the same as it used to be. Like
No.
people used to say, "Oh, you're a pig," and it used to be we used to call it the we were like the stepchild,
Right.
like in the Cinderella, like we were
Yep.
Cinderella, because they it's AP is so important. We're the
Right.
reason why businesses are functioning. We put the lights on, we put the
Yep.
computers on, we make people happy. Just, thank your next AP person.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So I'll tell you a real quick funny story, and then I'll let you go because you've been very gracious with your time. But about 15 years ago, I started AP Now, and when I did it, I left the company that I was with, and I came, and I did this. And at that time, I had written both for the AP side and credit and AR side. And I had some good friends on the credit side who clearly I wasn't going to see that much anymore because I wasn't going to be doing that anymore. And one of them who's head of a big credit association, he said to me, "Well, okay," he said, "we'll still love you even though you went to the dark side."
It is the dark side, but we put sunshine out there once somebody gets their check, right? For
Exactly.
ACH, right?
Right, more and more ACH. Yep.
That's right. That's right. Interest free.
Yep.
Oh,
All right,
goodness.
Terry. Well, I really thank you for spending this time with us. And as I said, I expect you back on the podcast. And of
And
course,
I would love to.
we'll keep talking. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this podcast, as well as our special sponsor, Stamply, who makes it all possible, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. And share it with your friends, please, especially this one, because I think it's relevant to a lot of people in both accounts payable and accounting. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. It contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, new podcasts like this, and more. Hope to see you on another AP Now podcast. Bye.